also foolish for us to not expect believers to walk in the power of the Spirit of God. That's exactly what we're supposed to be doing each and every day as we are filled with the Holy Spirit of God. Since the Holy Spirit of God is a person, not an abstract power, but the Holy Spirit of God is a person, and since the Holy Spirit of God, the person of the Holy Spirit of God, indwells us, we cannot receive more of Him. established here, and that there will be a renewal of commitment to our Lord and our choosing of service with Him. Because I believe God has great things for us. And I invite you to join the team, Jesus Christ. You can't be called upon to walk worthy apart from the salvation of our Christ and the filling of His Holy Spirit. Father God, we just thank You for Your Word. Some of these things are difficult for us. Lord, for many of us, we want to prove ourselves and to make ourselves right before we come to God, before we come to You. But Lord, we need to come to You to have those things made right. And Lord, even upon our salvation, we are dependent upon the fullness and the power of Your Holy Spirit to be able to continue to grow in our faith and to walk in a way that's worthy for You. So Lord, today I just pray that if someone needs Your salvation, I pray that they would come to You this day and make that choice to accept Your gift of salvation. And then Father, I pray that as You regenerate them by Your Holy Spirit, as You baptize them by Your Holy Spirit, that as You seal them by Your Holy Spirit, Father, that they would know the power of Your Holy Spirit to live faithfully unto You. And guess, Father, what I'm saying is that through our time of worship together today, that our hearts would be irresistibly drawn to You day in and day out, that You might receive the glory by who we are, because it can only come from You. And we thank You for it. In Jesus' name, amen.